Welcome back, Total Information AM on KMOX.
City secures, and it's ballooned beautifully to the other side of the field by Hartle. Betcher into the box, Simon was two, slip and stick it home! Oh, you Betcher, sweet Hyde Parks!
Oh my goodness, did he just say that? Joey Zanaboni, Y98 FM with the call. St. Louis City SC blanks the Houston Dynamo, 3-0. They call that a clean sheet. John Hackworth, interim coach for City, is with us. Good morning, Hack. How are you?
Good morning, Hack. How are you doing?
Doing great. Great after that. That has to be a good feeling. Like, everybody knows that you're out of playoff contention, but they also know what they see. And I feel like the crowd responding to you, the salute afterwards, the roar of that crowd and the feel that you have in that stadium, they know something. They know that you're building a franchise, but they also know what they see. Pretty smart soccer fans, aren't they?
I think they're incredible. I always say it, it's the best soccer city in the country, and it's because they know what they're talking about. So to have their support, but to also see them acknowledge that, you know, we're putting on a good show, we're entertaining and playing some really good football, it's really remarkable.
I think what do they know? I mean, they know that your style hasn't changed, number one, your aggressive style of play and an exciting style of play, but they know you've had a changeover of personnel that is responding too, don't you think?
Yeah, I also think they recognize the little nuances, you know, things like at times we're picking to press versus always going. When we have the ball, like when we're building out of the back, you know, they recognize some of the intricate movements that we have and some of the just quality of our players, the guys you mentioned, but they're just really good and they can find ways to solve problems that get presented to them, and they appreciate that.
Is it a touch emotional leaving there? That was your final home game of the season.
Yeah. But, I mean, at the same time, you just got to celebrate those things. So, you know, I'm sure I could have gone to, you know, the emotional side of, hey, it's our last game there. But I'm looking forward to next year, and I think everybody should be. When you see our team and what we've been able to do recently, I think everybody should feel really optimistic about the future.
Not to rush to the offseason because you still have more soccer to play, but another time I guess we can talk about this more in depth, but what does that look like? It is such a short offseason. Once you finish play here, what is the best recommendation to your players?
To get some rest, mm-hmm. To go sit on a beach, sip on anything they want to sip on, and then get back to work. You know, they have to come back into preseason with a really good foundation of fitness. So after sitting on the beach, they're going to have to start running on the trails and putting in the miles and the hours to just get ready so that we can go after it in preseason.
You have such an array of goal scorers. It's actually amazing when you look at it. And I know I mentioned change of personnel, injuries have attributed to this, but you've had so many different people score. What does that say?
I think it speaks to our, you know, mobility as a team, and that we like to put, it doesn't matter who really gets into the goal scoring position for us. We need somebody there, like having Jake Nowinski score the last goal of our season at home is just, it's so fitting for so many reasons, but it does, you know, tell you that, hey, you know, we don't care whether it's the left back or, you know, Klaus, it doesn't matter to us. We're going to find the back of the net in a variety of ways.
Jake was emotional after that game, wasn't he? Probably a lot of things swirling around in his head when you really think about it.
I mean, he's had a tough year, and yet he's been so huge for us in the last couple months. You know, his wife gave birth to their second, you know, daughter, and they're a young family, and he's trying to figure out what his future is. And yet, when called upon, you know, recently, he's been fantastic. So happy for him. And to end it by scoring a goal is, you know, like it's just a little bit of a fairy tale for him.
What about Roman Berkey and what he's done for you? I mean, obviously the clean sheet on Saturday, but overall, his role alongside as a leader. What is that like?
Well, I'm so happy that we got a clean sheet for Roman, and he had to make, you know, really two really good saves, a couple other, you know, just more in general. But for a long time in that game, I thought, hey, we're going to hold them off. You know, Houston's a really good team. You know, they're dynamic. But for him to get that clean sheet and for us to do it at home, his leadership, you know, he's fiery. I think you could probably see that in the first half when he comes sprinting out of the goal and has some words with even, you know, other guys. But that's okay. You know, like we talk about a lot that you got to have hard conversations and you got to accept it and then move on. That was a perfect example of that.
October 19th is your next match. It'll be against Minnesota United, an 8 o'clock start on Y98FM. We look forward to that, and we congratulate you again on finishing the home schedule with an emphatic victory, 3-0 over Houston. Congratulations, John Hackworth, and we'll catch up real soon.
All right, appreciate it, Tom.
Good to talk to the interim coach, St. Louis City SC, John Hackworth, after a victory.